2021 has been an unprecedented year for weather. Right now, in the Pacific Northwest, winter storms are setting records for snow and low temperatures. That as wildfires are ablaze in Colorado. There were floods, heat waves, tornadoes, and on the front line of every one of these events has been the National Weather Service. NPR's Jeffrey Pierre reports on the challenges the agency faces contending with climate change.
When you're in charge of the National Weather Service, it's hard to feel good because bad things are always happening. But Director Louis Uccellini is proud of what the agency did earlier this month when violent tornadoes struck the South and Midwest. The storms were unusual for the time of year, and 80 people died. Uccellini says it could have been even worse, but a lot of things went right.
One life, loss of one life, is tragic. But what struck me was first responders were there in minutes. Why? How does that happen? They were ready. They were positioned.
The Weather Service got people to flee before the storm hit. Emergency crews were able to send help because they had guidance on how to avoid the storm's path. Federal leaders were communicating with local response teams. This kind of communication is a relatively new focus. In the years before Uccellini was named director, the agency was spending its time and energy on developing science and technology. But the same number of people died from extreme weather in 2011, for example, as in 1974. Uccellini spent his 9 years as director trying to fix this.
The physical science involved in making a forecast, issuing a warning, was not enough. We had to go beyond to the social science and to the human factors of decision-making.
Messaging is still a problem, even today. The Weather Service is connected to local emergency managers all over the country, but struggles to get the public to understand and trust what meteorologists tell them.
What if it's not quite the record that you thought it was going to be? Then the next time you do it, they say, well, there they go again.
People often want us to tell us it's going to rain in your backyard over your tomato plant at 5:20 p.m. We can't give that precision of information with weather forecasts, but yet people want that.
Marshall Shepard is the head of the Atmospheric Science Program at the University of Georgia. He says the public has its own understanding of what weather forecasting should be, and that makes it harder for agencies like the Weather Service to influence public behavior.
People don't understand what 20% chance of rain means. They think that means it's not going to rain.
When it actually means something closer to 20% of a city or county's area will get rain. These are the kinds of misconceptions that fuel doubt. A flash flood warning goes out, and people still get in their cars to drive, maybe because they think it only applies to coastal areas. A tropical storm alert goes out, and the homeowner may think it's not bad enough to put up shutters. The agency started to address this under Uccellini. They realized how a warning in all caps, for example, isn't as effective as telling people to take shelter. But while the Weather Service worked on its communication, climate change was also creating a new reality. People now live through things that they have never experienced, and that is making it harder for them to understand the risk.
I have sort of compared that to changing the gauge of the tracks for a nationwide railroad system, and you still got to run the trains as you're doing it.
Louis Uccellini will step down on January 1st as head of the Weather Service. His successor hasn't been named yet, but whoever it is, they'll need to address funding issues at the agency and continue educating the public. Jeffrey Pierre, NPR News.